Coming up on 7:31 now, and time to check in once again with Sharon Allseth for a look at our local news this morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Indianapolis firefighters are dousing hot spots and starting to look for the cause of a big fire overnight at a vacant warehouse at Van Buren and State. The first crews were dispatched just after 9 p.m. to the brick building, and by 10:45 it had been upgraded to a four-alarm blaze. Indianapolis Fire Lieutenant Larry Tracy says conditions were windy and there were some other problems.
You know, anytime you have the flat roofs, you know, they have a lot of tar, and a lot of them have rubber membranes, which is a natural accelerant, you know, to fire. So this is a huge building with a huge roof, and once it got into the roof area, it really spread very quickly.
Our thanks to our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 for the audio there. Some nearby homes were evacuated because of flying embers. Just one minor injury to a firefighter. Firefighters still on the scene, and there are some traffic restrictions in that area this morning near Van Buren and State. The Indiana Department of Education is expected to release this year's long-awaited I-STEP test results today. There have been several delays in getting the results out after a computer glitch for some students who took the test last spring. An independent testing expert has said the impact of the glitch was minimal, but leaders of some school districts have said they're not so sure. A national campaign for citizenship held a Catholic Day of Prayer and Action for immigration reform Sunday in 60 Republican congressional districts across the country, including Indianapolis. WFYI's Sam Clement reports.
The Indiana Campaign for Citizenship brings together Hoosiers of all faiths pushing for a path to citizenship for the country's 11 million immigrants. The group is specifically asking for the support of Hoosier Republican congressional leaders Susan Brooks, Luke Messer, and Todd Rokita. Organizer Isaias Guerrero believes bringing faith and business leaders together shows strength in the effort.
I think that this will just help show Congresswoman Brooks and Mr. Rokita in the Indiana delegation that Hoosiers support this and that Hoosiers want them to be in the right side of history.
The event was at Congresswoman Brooks' home parish, St. Monica, but she says the comprehensive immigration reform proposed by the Senate won't be heard in the House.
I think our legal immigration system is broken. It does take people far too long, citizens in this country. However, we are also a country, a rule of law country, and so I cannot turn a blind eye to the fact that we have millions of immigrants, half of whom have overstayed visas, but the other half of whom came in completely illegally. And what do we do with those people?
More than 760,000 Hoosier Catholics were expected to participate in immigration-focused masses yesterday. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
Governor Mike Pence and First Lady Karen Pence are giving gifts from artists and designers with Indiana ties to company and government officials during their 9-day trade mission through Tokyo and other Japanese cities. Pence says when officials open the gifts, they frequently ask questions, and it gives him a chance to share Indiana's story. WFYI weather today and tomorrow mostly sunny. High today 91, high tomorrow 94. Wednesday and Thursday mostly sunny with scattered showers possible. Wednesday's high 91, Thursday's high 83. Right now it's 70 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks very much. It's 7:34.